Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. They say that it's cheaper by rail, and a neighbor of mine has proved for himself that it is. Mind you, he happens to be an engine driver. But for Sir Willoughby Tarthunter Brown and his wife, it's cheaper by sea. No matter where they're sent, the local inhabitants always seem to chuck them out again, and Admiralty has to rapidly send a ship to fetch them. Troutbridge has just rescued them once more, and this time they're heading for Falmouth.
Mr. Phillips, what do you think you're sounding that thing for? Are you trying to get a note so that you can sing us a little tune?
Oh, not exactly, sir, but I will if you like. La, 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 la. Roses are blooming in Picardy. I don't know where the blooming roses are, sir. If you're going to sing, I wish you were with them. They're in Picardy, actually. Picardy?
Yes.
Where's that, sir?
It's the road that runs into Picardy Circus, Chief.
Oh, Lord. Now, sometimes I wish I'd joined the army.
Sometimes so do we.
Well, sir, we should sight Falmouth any time now.
I doubt it, Mr. Phillips. You evidently didn't notice, but we passed it about an hour ago.
Well, why didn't somebody tell me? That's where we're supposed to dump Sir Wallaby Hunter Tunbody. Sir Bunter Brown Hillbilly.
Yes. Mr. Phillips, why is it you can never remember how to pronounce a simple name like Sir Tiddly Hot Hunter Brute? Sir Hiddly Tiddly Brown Job Purr.
Allow me, gentlemen. The name is Sir Willoughby Todd Hunter Brown.
Thank you, Chief, very much. I'm glad you didn't join the army after all.
Quite. I thought we might be on the safe side and dump them in Falmouth at night.
Oh, I see. You let me pass Falmouth deliberately so that we could chug up here for a bit and then go back again when it's dark.
Well, thanks, sir.
Excuse me, you chaps. Can the wife and I have a word with you?
Certainly, sir.
Willoughby Todd Hunter Brown. Nobody can ever pronounce it properly. I have been known to experience a little difficulty with it myself every time.
Yes, we had noticed.
Oh, look here, I hope you chaps won't think we're interfering or anything like that, but I could have sworn we passed Falmouth some time back.
I can pinpoint the time exactly. It was four large gins and a rather dodgy cocktail again.
That's right. We are playing safe, not landing you until it gets dark.
Roses are blooming.
Mr. Phillips, we'll let you know.
What Mr. Phillips was trying to say, Sir Willoughby, sir, was that we steamed past and have just turned about again so that he can catch the right time.
Oh, I see.
Yes, yes. Very hot on his navigationals, is Mr. Phillips, the WC. Yes. Why, he's even known throughout the Navy as the right tide man.
Is he really? Well, jolly glad you cleared up the mystery for me.
So am I. Now we can get back to the wardroom.
Now, isn't it odd? I mean, they're such a charming couple. I wonder why it is they're always getting slung out of everywhere. And doesn't anybody know what it is they do?
Yes, hundreds of people know, all right. But whenever they're asked what it is, they always reply, "We'd rather not say."
What was that?
Oh, hang on a minute, sir, and I'll tell you. La, la, la. Yes, it's F sharp, sir.
Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. This lot'll get the chief going, sir.
What will gold see? What is it?
Coast Guard cutter approaching, sir.
Did you say Coast Guard?
Help! Not guilty! Now, look here, Pertwee's got nothing to declare, and I've got 14 witnesses to prove the stuff was planted on me in the first place.
But what's all the panic about, Chief? We haven't been abroad this time.
Eh? Oh, no. No, we haven't, have we? Oh, the relief of it.
I thought their lordships were going to have a non-commissioned vacancy.
Ahoy there! This is Her Majesty's Customs and Excise Patrol. I'm coming aboard.
Stop engines, Chief.
Well, I'd rather ring Pullhead both than that.
Do, Chief. Stop engines at once, and I'll go and receive our unexpected visitor.
Aye, if you insist, aye, sir.
Excuse me, sir. We're safely tied up in Falmouth.
Are we? Well, life is full of little surprises, isn't it?
It certainly is. I've completed my search and this ship is clear.
Splendid. Now we can land our passengers. What exactly made you search us anyway?
Oh, just routine, old man, just routine. We checked with Admiralty and found you had a chap named Pertwee on board.
Oh, I see. I take it you know the family.
Well, not all of them, no. Nobody does. Still, we've copped most of them at it with the watches at one time or another.
Well, you didn't catch our chief with the one he flogged to me after we...
Mr. Phillips! Isn't it time you attended to your duties?
No, sir, no, sir, I don't think so, no. Not according to the time of my watch, no, the one I was telling you about, you know. Of course, the chief said that the duty had been paid, but I didn't believe it for a... Oh.
Yes, well, don't let me keep you any longer, gentlemen. If you'll just hand over that watch of yours, I'll be on my way.
Oh, lummy.
You'll be hearing from us in due course about the fine, old man. Good night.
Well, honestly, what do you make of that, sir?
Well, I'd say it was a do-it-on-yourself kit, Mr.
Oh, do come on, Amelia.
I'm just coming, Willem.
Well, you chaps, is the customs waller gone?
Oh, yes, yes, he's gone all right. And so is Leslie's tick-tock.
Excuse me, number one, sir.
Yes, certainly, Chief. Off you go.
Thank you very much. No, sir. We have only just got here, sir.
Stop being such a fidget.
Oh, I'm not being a fidget, sir. I was about to say the gangway's out, sir, and Sir Wobbly Tiddly Shuntery. No. Sir Bubbly Shuddly.
Sir Willoughby Clodhunter Brown.
Much obliged, sir. Well, he and his lady wife can go ashore whenever they like.
Oh, good man.
Now, don't forget your official speech on our departure, Willem.
What, dear? Oh, yes. Oh, no, I was forgetting.
Well, this is hardly a formal occasion, sir, so I should scrub round it.
Scrub round me, chat? That'd be shocking bad form. Now then, you chaps ready?
Yeah, one moment, sir. Ship's company! Ship's company! Ha! Carry on, speech will be fine, Sir W. Sip.
Thank you. Now, off we go, then. My Lord Mayor and ladies of the Knitting Guild. Never have I... No, that can't be right. Here we are, yes. Officers and men of Troutbridge. That's your lot, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, jolly civil of you. Officers and men of the Knitting Guild. Never have I had such a delightful... And on this sad note... Which I can assure you goes for my wife as well. Let us not forget, for it is on the cornerstone such as one only reads about, that the industry relies in no small items can be overlooked. So, buy a flag, for who knows? And this goes for my dear wife as well. Too much has already been said on this matter, which need not concern us today. But look around you, dig deeply in your pockets, and come up smiling. If we are to have this pavilion ready for the season. Which reminds me of a story I once heard. And that goes for my dear wife as well. For in this there is a lesson for us all. Send no money now, for this is me lot. We've got to find our digs. Good night. Oh, do come away from that window, Amelia, and we'll never get to bed.
I was just taking a last lingering look of the lovely view. What a jolly little sing-song that was. Roses are blooming and... Where were they blooming, Willem?
Well, I don't know. Somebody's garden, I suppose.
Roses are blooming. No, I don't think that's quite right.
Oh, do stop waffling, Amelia, dear. And come here. Come and look at this.
Look at what, John?
Out there. Out to sea. There's a sort of glowing ship. It's most odd.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You mean that yuri light on the water?
Is that it?
It must be a ghost ship. I shall ring up Admiralty and complain about it in the morning.
Oh, you can't do that. You know what it'll be. They'll start phoning round all over the country trying to trace us.
I don't care. We're supposed to be on a holiday in Falmouth. And I'm not going to be kept awake by yuri lights on the water. I shall telephone first thing in the morning. Captain Purvis' office.
This is intelligence speaking. And if you say it couldn't be, I'll get nasty.
Thank you for the warning. Well, what is it this time?
Commander Bracewell wants a word with Captain Purvis.
One moment, please.
Captain Purvis here.
Oh, creeping ivy. I never learn, do I? Oh, well, I shall just have to use the other ear now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, now then, what's the trouble this time?
Haven't the foggiest, old man? It's your pigeon.
Well, that makes a nice change.
Yes, doesn't it, though? We've got a proper panic going on up here. It seems Lady Todd Hunter Brown phoned up and reported seeing a ghost ship off Falmouth.
A ghost ship?
There's the ticket. She wants it moved. Wants us to make it a naval exercise. What? Anyway, sort it out, will you?
Sort it out? Sort out what?
I say, you are a proper old dunderhead this morning. Now, look here. Lady Todd Hunter Brown has reported what she calls an eerie light. Out to sea off Falmouth. Her old pot and pan reckons it's a haunted ship. Customs reckons it's smugglers signaling.
What do you reckon it is?
I reckon it's your pigeon.
Thanks very much.
It's a pleasure. Tell you what, Troutbridge is still at Plymouth, isn't she?
She is. I've spent the entire morning trying to find out why they docked there last night instead of getting back here.
What is the answer?
Sub-Lieutenant Phillips. When they docked there, he thought they were here.
Just as well, eh? Well, they can nip back to Falmouth tonight and see if there's any sign of this ship.
Oh, very well. It won't do the slightest bit of good, but I'll send them.
That's the spirit bags of gloom and despondency, what? Keep in touch, baby, won't you? Totally fine, eh?
Welcome aboard, Mr. Phillips, sir. Have you had a jolly morning sightseeing?
Oh, absolutely first class, Chief. It's a wonderful old seaport, Plymouth.
Yes. Did you ever stroll on the Ouse?
Yes, and, you know, there's one thing I don't understand.
Only one, Mr. Phillips?
Oh, hello, sir. Yes, I've just been up on the Hoe, and what beats me is how Sir Francis Drake did it.
Did what, sir?
Or play bowls on the tarmac.
Course, tell me, it wasn't tarmac in Sir Francis's day, sir. The road was up then. Last time I was there, though, I had a butcher's at Drake Island.
Oh, yes, yes, I read about that. Isn't that the place where they kept all the Spanish prisoners?
Yeah, well, some of them. They say that if the wind's right, you can still smell the onions.
Are you sure?
Yes, that's right, sir. Yes, that's where they learnt to ride them bicycles of theirs, you know, sir. Oh, yeah, they used to have races all round the island with their onions hanging over the handlebars of the penny farthing.
Oh, nasty. I mean, supposing they got them caught in the spokes. I mean, it could have meant that some... That was jolly funny, you know. You were having me on, weren't you?
What, us, sir?
Yes, yes. In Drake's time, they hadn't been invented.
Well, penny farthings?
No, onions.
Excuse me, sir, but I think Lieutenant Bates is looking for you, sir.
Oh, so he is. You want me, Mr. Bates?
Oh, yes, I've been looking for you everywhere.
What's the trouble?
Well, I've been giving the chaps a hand setting up the lines for the ship-to-land phone, and just as I was putting the final touches to the floggle-toggle, I got rather a big shock. How many votes? I picked up the phone to test it, and old Thunderguts was on the other end, and he wants you, Mr. Murray.
Yeah, he would. Where's the phone?
Just here in your cabin. Oh, by the way, if he asks you who was the nit who asked him to say Mary had a little lamb and count up to 10, I'd be rather grateful if you'd say to the post office engineer.
Oh, dear. Did you get him to do it?
Yes, 14 times. Then I twigged it was him.
Oh, well, I did not keep him waiting any longer. Hello? Is that you, Mary?
What?
Number one here, sir.
And last, I've been on this blasted phone for hours. Some idiot has had me reciting nursery rhymes most of the time.
Oh, dear.
You may well say, oh, dear. While I was doing it, the CNC put his head round my door and heard me repeating, Mary had a little lamb. Thinks I've gone stark staring mad.
It must have been one of those post office engineers, sir.
I know exactly who it was, and I'll deal with that matter some other time. But for now, you're to sail back to Falmouth at once.
Good gracious, have the Todd Hunter Browns been slung out of there already?
Certainly not, although it's probably only a matter of time. However, Lady Tiddly Waddleby Diddleby.
Sir's wife.
Precisely, yes. Well, she reported seeing a ghost ship. Now, you're to sail there at once and investigate the thing and find out what it is.
In the nicest possible way, sir, has anyone else seen it?
I know what you mean, and yes, they have. Several of the local people have also rung up and reported it. Now, I want you to go...
Hello? Hello? Mr. Bates, there's something wrong with this line. Hello? Captain Povey, are you there?
Bung ho to you also. This is Captain Gaffer Governor Horatio Jetland Symington Pumphandle III.
Who?
I am the top hole resounding big boss in charge of Britannia and fine and magnificent tatty old liner, the Empress of Coconut. Bound, I may say, for New York. For what fine and truly splendid reason are you giving us the old ting-a-ling on the blower?
Just no, number one. What's going on?
I haven't the faintest idea, sir.
Oh, bung-ho! As this truly splendid and magnificent ship-to-shore phone line seems to be in an incredibly fine old state of muddle, will somebody please do a remarkably chivalrous and rapid bunk-off?
Mr. Bates, what have you done?
I should have tested the floggle-toggle first.
Somebody had tested something.
Oh, testing, by all means, yes. Mary had a little lamb. When all but he had fled. The banner with the strange device. 1, 2, 3, 4, bung-ho.
Hello. Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm going to ring off. Sail to Falmouth at once, do you hear?
Very good, sir. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bung-ho from me also.
Hello. Well, there's nothing for it. We'll just have to sail back to Falmouth. We're doomed.
That's what we are. We're all doomed. Doomed. Pertwee's going to get nobbled by a seagoing spook.
Pertwee's going to get nobbled by number one if he doesn't stop that.
Don't be too hard on him, sir. To tell you the truth, I'm not that keen on getting to Falmouth myself.
I had noticed. Every time I leave the bridge, you have us halfway back to Plymouth.
Just slight errors in navigation, sir. Coupled with the fact that Leslie doesn't want to get nobbled by a seagoing spook either.
Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. And when I tell you we're on station, I'd like to make it quite clear that I'd far rather we weren't.
Now, look here, Goldstein. I've had all I want.
My word, sir. No good ever came of tampering with the unknown. Leave well alone, I say. What's a bit of haunting between friends?
Goldstein, I'm not...
Look what happened to my Aunt Morpeth and all those supernatural siestas used to hold in her back parlor. Proper caused it, they did. Called up the spirit, she did, and the next morning, my Uncle Di had vanished.
Vanished? You mean the spirits had taken him?
Well, not exactly, sir, no. We thought they had, but then we found him with a very odd bit of stuff in Nottingham.
Oh, well, cheer up, Goldstein. If this is a ghost ship, perhaps we shall all end up with a hot bit of stuff in Nottingham.
No, thanks, sir. That was 40 years ago, and she was 52 then.
Hello?
Bung-ho again.
from Bertanilan's truly fine and magnificent study out liner embers of coconut. For what truly fine and much appreciated reason are you once again for the second time doubly giving us this jolly old ding-a-ling, huh?
Mr. Phillips, find Mr. Bates at once and tell him to sort this confounded radio out, will you? I keep talking to a liner in mid-Atlantic.
A liner? Perhaps it's... It's the ghost ship.
Ah! Will you two stop frightening the life out of each other? For goodness sake, stop engines or we'll be off station again.
Who wants to be on it?
Chief, stop engines.
Stop engines, it is.
Dark, isn't it, sir?
Very.
Well, if there is a ghost ship, we ought to see it pretty easily.
Yes, very easily.
Pom, pom, pom. Oh, roses are blue.
Stop, Phillips.
Oh, sorry, pardon. I wonder when this ghost ship is supposed to turn up.
Well, any time now, I imagine.
Yes.
Sir Phillips, didn't I ask you to see Bates about this wireless?
Yes, sir, but I thought if there was a ghost ship, I ought to be here.
Odd. You wouldn't be afraid of walking alone in the dark by any chance?
Petrified, but I'm not going to... Oh, no. No. No, sir, of course not.
Good. Any time now?
Any time now, sir.
Right, well... if that's all then, sir, I think I'll just borrow one of the sea boats and pop ashore for a bit. And if I row like fun, I might be just in time for a quick...
Stay where you are, Chief.
Well, I'd rather not, sir, if you don't mind. Thanks all the same. It's nice of you to invite me, but I'd rather...
Belt up!
What you say, sir? Belt up? Well, that's a flaming liberty. Taking Pertwee's vivacities out of his own cater.
That'll do, Chief.
It will indeed, sir. Look out there, sir. To starboard. There's an eerie light on the water.
Where? Good gracious. What on earth is it?
It's the ghost. Ah! Abandoned ship! Last one over the side to cast it!
Bridge, number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir.
Oh, we've seen the ghost ship, Goldstein.
Well, then good luck, because I haven't. I can see Falmouth and some moors.
Well, that means you're looking astern.
I know, and that's the way I'm going to go on looking.
Goldstein, you look foreign at once.
No, thank you, sir. Not unless I can put my hands over my eyes. Mark my words, no good will come of dabbling with the unknown.
Well, we'll see about that. I'm going to put a shell through it.
Suit yourself, sir. I shan't see a thing, and I don't want to hear about it either.
Hello.
Bungho's around again also. For what truly fine and all fired splendid reason are you?
I wish I knew what Bates had done. I'm still getting Captain Gaffer Governor Horatio Jutland Symington pump handle.
The third, sir.
Yes, well, never mind him for a minute. Open fire on that thing out there, whatever it is. We'll soon see if it's a ghost or not.
Fire one, Chief.
Fire one, it is, sir.
It's still there, sir.
I'm not surprised. You missed it by a mile. Try again.
Yeah, fire two, Chief.
Fire two, sir. Not bad, sir. Not bad at all. Nice shooting. If you want to do it, the Falmouth gas works, that is.
Don't you worry. I'll put the next one straight through that thing, whatever it is.
Ah, don't bother, Mr. Phillips. I think I know what it is now.
Stop me. I think I do it all. Yeah, that's the util of Uncle Ebenezer's tug.
Are you sure, Chief? It could be that the spook spoke. I mean, the speak spike spoke spook.
Oh,
Spanks. Thanks.
Well, we'll soon know who it is now.
The ghost ship is coming alongside.
Cease fire! I surrender! I've got my hands up!
Nanky! Nanky, you old fool! It's us! It's... What are you doing out here? All of a glue.
I've been done up, Jonesy.
Done up? Who by?
A rival gang of layabouts. We was all smuggling the watches from France, and last time I was in Cali picking up a load, the jealous rotten beast painted me tug with luminous paint so the customs rossers could spot me. I've been chugging up and down here for 3 days and 3 nights. Auntie will sue for divorce.
If you're lucky.
I love these family reunions, don't you? very touching.
Tell me. You know what that was? That was the Coast Guards. Here, Nunky. Belt off, you old fool. You're down to the gunnels in watches. You get nicked.
What? I could spit. Yeah, more coal. More coal. Keep on. Keep on. Keep on. Get away, you lot.
Stop engines, old man. We know you're a bird. We
I say, look at them go. It's like watching a race from the grandstand at Ascot.
Yeah, well, my money's on the Coast Guards.
Well, mine isn't. You know what he'll do? He'll wait until they're going flat out, then he'll stop dead, and he'll pelt them with watches and clocks as they pass.
Yeah, now, I suppose we may as well get back. There doesn't seem to be anything else now.
No, sir, although what Captain Povey will say when we tell him his ghost ship will...
What was that?
Well, I don't know, sir, but it was perishing close, whatever... Look out! It's a liner, sir! Coming straight in!
Bang ho! Greetings from the Darnyland's truly fine and magnificent chatty old liner, Empress of Coconut. And you are in our fine and magnificent way.
Good heavens, they must have heard old Thunderguts and thought they were to come to Falmouth too.
Yeah, very likely, sir. What's bothering me is that they're flaming well here and we're not moving.
No, we're not, are we? I suppose we ought to.
Yes.
Yes. Press the starter.
Right, press the starter.
No. Use your choke.
Use the choke. No.
Left hand.
Left hand.
No, right hand.
Right hand.
Do you mind not doing that when I'm talking? Pull ahead both.
No,
back a bit.
Back a bit.
Up to the top.
Up to the top.
Mind your body. Everything's
fine. Everybody down!
And that was Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Sir Willoughby Todhunter-Brown was played by Tenniel Evans, Lady Todhunter-Brown was Heather Chasen, Captain Povey was Richard Caldicott, Commander Bracewell was Michael Bates, and the captain of the Putaniland liner was played by Ronnie Barker. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.